Sex education is under attack from right-wing groups and individuals who claim school staff are preying on kids. Schools in Indiana don't have to teach sex ed, and laws about sex education vary from state to state. But advocates worry a national movement against comprehensive sex education will harm teachers and students. From WFYI's Education Desk, Lee Gaines has the story.
As I talk about these body systems, I'm going to use like the scientific words for these body parts, and I am going to be talking about the private parts, okay?
Now, Haley Huggins is leading a sex education class for fifth graders at an elementary school in Indianapolis. She's with the nonprofit Life Smart Youth. Huggins explains how puberty affects people's bodies, how to use pads and tampons, and how the reproductive systems work. The students have a lot of questions. One asks if boys can have babies. Huggins explains that, no, they can't. Then a follow-up question.
They would not be the one that carries the baby. Yes.
Wait, even if they're like boys? If boys like boys?
So if it's like two people of the same gender in a relationship?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then they still would not be able to have a pregnancy because they both would have sperm cells, right? There wouldn't be an egg cell.
This is a typical day for Huggins, but sex educators like her are under increased scrutiny. A staff member with Life Smart Youth, the nonprofit Huggins works for, says two elementary schools they provide sex ed to recently asked them not to return. The reason? Parental pressure. That's because some right-wing groups and politicians across the country say schools are using sex ed to promote LGBTQ identities and pornography. Sex ed advocates fear these claims will have a chilling effect on sex education. Some say it's already happening.
I was being characterized as a groomer, a pedophile, someone who is talking to children about things that are not appropriate, which isn't what I do.
That's Indianapolis resident Ashley Robertson. She's a former teacher who leads private sex ed classes and workshops. Robertson began advertising a sex ed summer camp for kids in grades 3 through 5 earlier this year. Topics included bodily autonomy and puberty, among other things. A far right-wing parent activist group shared the event and claimed Robertson was preying on kids. Then it went viral. Conservative news outlets publicized the claims, and Robertson began receiving hateful messages.
The people on my team were feeling scared. And I was feeling scared. I mean, there were threats of violence and all sorts of things said that were untrue.
Robertson lost her camp venue because they received threatening messages. And she says her reputation has been ruined online. Nora Gelperin says attacks on sex educators is a recent trend. Gelperin is with Advocates for Youth, a nonprofit that lobbies for comprehensive sex education.
Our teachers are really feeling under personal attack, are really worried about their job security, and most of all, are worried about the health and safety of the students that they're charged with educating each and every day.
Gelperin says these attacks are part of a national effort by far-right organizations to confuse and frighten parents. Research shows age-appropriate comprehensive sex ed beginning in kindergarten can help prevent child abuse and sexual violence. It can also empower students to make informed decisions about their health.
The very health and safety of our nation's students is on the line. I am not being overly dramatic when I say that sex education can save lives.
Gelperin worries that the politicization of sex ed could make it harder for teachers to provide this information to students.
I think you have this movement coming out across the nation of parents who are concerned about things being taught to their kids that they didn't know about before.
That's Micah Clark. Clark is the director of the American Family Association of Indiana, a conservative lobbying group.
I think a lot of parents want to have a say in as to whether or not their kids should be coached on issues regarding gender changes or gender ideology or gender identity or homosexuality. And those are the hot button issues in a lot of this.
Clark says schools should be more transparent about what is being taught.
If schools just lay out, look, here's what we're teaching. Here's what we're showing. We're not trying to hide anything. We're not trying to groom kids. We're not trying to ruin their innocence. We're not trying to bring in controversial things. But I think there should be consensus on that among parents.
But when parents disagree about what should be taught in schools, it's unclear that transparency alone can solve the problem. Ashley Robertson, the sex educator from Indianapolis, says sharing information about the content of her sex ed summer camp is what incited the attack on her character online. Still, she says the Indianapolis parents she hears from want their kids to learn more than what's being offered in school.
Because the number of comments and people sharing things and people messaging me has just kind of exploded since this happened. So it's needed, and I'm supported, and I'm still here.
Robertson says the sex ed camp will still happen this summer, and more parents have signed their kids up. For WFYI, I'm Lee Gaines.